שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. Hello Yada Shadarel. Hello. And today we would like to talk to Dr. Lightman about personal responsibility in leading the change that we would like to see. Yael, please. We are living in a time with many hardships. Financial, in terms of finding work, society is rifted, our health, many problems. And people want change. Only they pin their hopes on the government, on the leadership. And today we'd like to understand, what is our personal responsibility? What can individual do? Many times we heard you say that the change has to come from the bottom. So is it really so? How does that work? And this is what we'd like to talk about today. And I'd like to open with a question of a simple citizen. Each of us, can we really change something? We have a feeling that we're 1 out of 9 million here in Israel, for example, which is a tiny, tiny part of reality. This tiny part in reality, can it really change something? The truth is that yes, but we don't see it, we don't understand it, and therefore it's hard for us to work with it. Another thing is that we can't tell a simple person that he can change the world or change reality, but after he learns and understands how is he supposed to behave, then he really sees that that's how it works, that the particular and the collective in that can be equal. The third thing is that, nonetheless, we have to teach the individual how to approach and change their fate, which is actually up to us, up to each and every one of us. A person doesn't have to make revolutions, break showcases, do stuff on the street, but how, in a normal, normative way, can one reach a state where he changes his life? The attitude of society toward him, and so on. And here there is serious work of how to arrange society, you're saying 9 million people. In this new mechanism that suits the forces of nature that are currently operating us in this era. You talked, you said that the collective and the particular are equal. What does this mean? Can you explain, Dr. Lightman? No, we can't talk about this yet. It's for the future. So, an ordinary person, what can he do? What can he start with in order to generate change in his own reality? Dr. Lightman, I'd recommend a person to see reality in a healthy way, meaning not to wait for money to fall from the sky, that he won't get some special presents or something, but for him to get a good profession that society really needs, for him to settle down in a family, in an apartment with his children, in a way that he can feel that he is in a safe, loyal, trustworthy, good environment. And what he can demand of the country, of the state, is that maybe he'll be provided with a workplace for himself, for his family, his children, in a way that he has a livelihood that he can make a living. Meaning there's a kind of a transitional phase that we have to go through, and if you're talking about 9 million people, in Israel probably, right? This is what you're thinking about. So, if so, then we have to think, how do we build society? Small country, not many natural resources, not much of anything, only big brains, and the desire to succeed.
True.
So, how do we build the country in such a way that it can really, in today's stormy sea, sail safely? So, there's work to do between us of how to tie our friends, all the nation together. And here there's work of how do we all and all make a living for 9 million people and divide it in a way that will be enough for so that there will be enough for everyone. Today, most of the public feels that change is not in their hands, Dr. Lightman. This is something that we have to get rid of altogether. First and foremost, what we have today in terms of our relations, in terms of the relations that we have in politics, things like that, we have to bring all of this to an equilibrium. Without that, we will not be able to succeed in anything. What do you mean, equilibrium, Dr. Lightman? That we have to treat everyone equally. Meaning that we're all equal in the eyes. Equal how? That we're all equal. And why is that important, Dr. Lightman? Because then no one will demand more than anyone else. This attitude that we're all equal, this is how I have to start treating all those around me. Yeah? Suppose I'll succeed to some extent to treat everyone equally. Will it impact my life for the better? Yes, because no one will come and accuse you or demand of you, because you will feel that you are all equal, that you're all in the same pot. I changed my attitude, and I made it so that those around me will change their attitude toward me. This is how it works, Dr. Lightman. Yeah, because we're all interconnected. Owen, but who said that my force, the positive force, the positive change that I initiate, regardless of the political views, socioeconomic, whatever. I treat everyone equally. Why should it work? I'm just one. Because nature is treating all of us as one. We are relating to ourselves in the meantime. We're treating each other however I feel like. And we're not paying attention that we're in a new era. That nature is treating us as one integral mechanism, being that we're all interconnected, and nature is treating us as one. One. Not many, but one. And then, in order to adjust ourselves to the perception of the new integral era, you're saying that one of the ways is that I will start to feel equal and relate equally to everyone. Equal how? Eventually, we're all different. Someone has more money. Someone has more education. Someone has a stronger drive or whatever, the energy to do things. And someone's lazier. equal meaning what? Equally meaning that everyone wants to do what they can to the benefit of society because this is what we suckle on. So I do what I can for everyone, and how do I treat others? The same way. Meaning I see that they contribute as much as the maximum that they can. Dr. Lightman, not the maximum. No one's demanding others to suffocate. So I don't understand. What am I supposed to do? What I'm supposed to give this, I understand. What I can to the benefit of everyone. How am I supposed to relate to others, treat them? I see that he's not giving enough. He's not giving enough. She isn't. And I'm doing all that I can. You know, that's how people are. That's what they see. I don't get your question. You have to give to society as much as you can, and you have to get from society what you need. Still, I give what I can. This I understand. But what will happen is that I start looking at everyone else, and I say, aha, I'm giving a lot, and he's not giving anything, and she's not doing anything. He has to give as much as he can, too. I don't think that he is. How do I deal with that? How do I look at others? You shut your eyes. Why are you doing this calculation in regard to others? You have to do it in regard to society as a whole. In relation to others, you always do it egoistically. What you see is that you're always doing more. This is how you see it. So you're saying that I have to do the maximum that I can. Dr. Light, not the maximum. Again, you don't have to kill yourself. You have to give to society as much as you can. But on the other hand, to shut my eyes and to trust in others that they are doing what they can, yeah, it's not even your business how much do they give, how much do they do. It's not your business because you can't, through your egoistic eyes, see if they're giving more or less. It'll always seem to you that the other is giving less and receiving more. I think that this is why the kibbutzes here in Israel collapsed, because everyone from morning till evening had an unending criticism against others, saying that, look, I'm doing all that I can and they're doing less. And the other person looks at me the same way. And then there's all the time criticism about who's sucking more, who's not giving enough, and there's a kind of feeling. I just gave you an example of a small society like a kibbutz, but if you extend it to the size of a country, you're all the time in criticism. There's something wrong about them. When there will be a change there, things will improve. How do I, as if, put on different glasses, stop saying that something's wrong with them, because there is, but I take the responsibility on myself. I, what can I change? I, as an individual, Dr. Lightman, you're taking into account only the country as a whole. How much do others get and don't get? I don't look at that. What's important to me is the state, the government, or the management of that kibbutz. I don't look at my neighbors, how much do they get more or less. I know that I do what I can and get enough to have for my children, my family, that we get all the necessary services. If I'll do what I can to the benefit of the collective that I'm a part of, will this change something for the better in society? Of course. And this is how it is for each and every one. Otherwise, I have to criticize everyone. Yeah, but I'm just one. And this is how each and every one is too. And this is how society is included of individuals. But what is my force as an individual? To give an example to others. And the example of one person can really generate positive change. Why not? One and another one and another. But this way, you're dealing with your own life. You have a family, you have work, you finished the day, and everything's fine. And besides that, you can develop, you're getting another portion of integral education that explains about the era that you're living in, not only you, the entire world. The entire world is living in such transitions that aren't so smooth every place, and this is how you advance. I want to ask about setting an example. You said it's no problem that you're one, start giving a positive example. It's a very optimistic approach to life that you, as an individual, facing many, will start giving an example, and suddenly, like waves in the ocean, ripples will spread. Dr. Leitner, it's on condition that you're in a society with friends that you're interconnected with, and you talk about it, and you learn, and day in, day out, you get another portion of what you're learning about how the world is advancing, and about the viruses that are roaming the land, and how can we advance in society, in modern society, that we're not the ones that are shaping it, and how can we make it on this small planet that has been completely depleted already? We have to see our true situation for what it is, and not through such narrow glasses. According to the real picture, as you call it, if a single individual starts setting positive examples, disseminating them, this can really change reality. It has the ability to change at least my reality, that I start feeling that I'm living in a new era, that I'm living in a new reality, that I'm starting to feel the entire world as integral and good, according to what I see in science and wisdom and everything, and also according to my own life. So I start changing my way of thinking and attitude, and as a result, my reality changes. Yeah, you bring your own perception of reality closer to how reality truly is, to the global and integral interconnected nature, and you become an integral part of nature, and then according to your connection with nature, what we call adhesion, dvikut in Hebrew, you start feeling the integral force operating in nature. Oh, and one person can connect to the integral force working in nature, Dr. Light, well, besides himself, he has also friends that are like him, that connect with each other and generate this kind of small society. Oh, and what I'm trying to understand is that you're putting a lot of force into my hands. You say that I can change my reality. Dr. Lightman, of course, you do not depend on anyone's decisions. Oh, and but I live in a certain country with certain laws. Suppose today I feel that my situation in the country is grim. Dr. Leighton, it all depends on how you shape, position yourself. Oh, what do you mean? Suppose tomorrow, a country, whatever country, takes a decision. I want to understand the dynamics between the government and an individual. Suppose a government takes a certain decision that affects my life for the better. Great. The law changed. I got something good for life. It works. This I put aside. If that doesn't happen, this is where the problems begin. I have my problems. I have my life to live. What can I do? What force do you attribute to me that I that doesn't have to do with the country, with the government, with anything that can advance me toward the better? Dr. Leitman, you learn about the laws of nature, the laws of society that have to be similar to the laws of society, and you try to promote them if you want to be in balance with nature, meaning in the safest, best possible state. Oh, and what is the first law that I should learn? Dr. Lakeman, that all the forces that work, work in interconnection between them in an integral way. Oh, and simply put, Dr. Lakeman, that all the laws that act, act in order to bring you to connection with all of reality, gradually. Oh, and it's evolutional, Dr. Lakeman, yeah? Oh, and okay, and what action should I perform? Dr. Lakeman, that you have to arrange even a small society of 10, 20, 30 people, doesn't matter how many, with which you organize, like you said, a kibbutz. You come from a kibbutz, so that there you can realize the laws of integral nature. Oh, and, okay, how do I realize that in my attitude, in my life? What does that awaken in me, Dr. Lakeman, that you relate to everyone in your circle, in your small society, like to yourself? Everyone's equal. If I'll succeed in doing that, what kind of change will that bring about in my life? You'll start feeling confidence, connection with everyone, that you're part of a big family. And you'll see how much by that all of us will start feeling how nature is treating us favorably. Oh, and who's nature, by the way? Dr. Lakeman, doesn't matter, nature. Oh, and you mean life, Dr. Lakeman? Not the government, not the neighbors, nature. All in all, you'll start feeling how things are getting better for you. Oh, and great, this is what I want. I want to feel that there's something that I can do that will improve my life, that doesn't depend on the government, laws, neighbors, nothing. Is there such a thing that I can do that will bring good into my life for sure? Luck, blessing, success, Dr. Lakeman. Yes, yes, and yes. A good connection with the right environment. Oh, and what is that? Dr. Lakeman. Mutuality, support, coming closer in heart to those people that think like you do. Oh, and sometimes I get a call from different salespeople. Let's put aside the different insurances, and you know what confuses me are health insurances. You get 600,000 pages with different paragraphs. You can't understand nothing. What do they want? What are they giving you? What do you have to pay? Why am I telling you about this? I need something, Dr. Lakeman. I'm not selling you anything. You don't have to pay me. I'm just giving you a tip, piece of advice. Because tip is also a dirty word. How can you behave according to the laws of nature, not some insurance company or something, but how can you behave according to the laws of nature in order to get the maximum use out of your situation? Going back to reality, Dr. Lakeman, we are in reality, miss. I want to go to the reality that most of us feel, Dr. Lakeman, the imaginary reality that the public's experience. Yeah, people go, participate in protests, do different things in order to try and change reality for someone else to change it for us. Dr. Lakeman, like kids, they yell, mom, 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 mom. They exhaust you and you give them what they want. The same with the public. They come, they yell, and they get something. And they're expecting for something to change, for someone to change something for them. And I understand the rationale, because they're the ones that have the money, they have everything, the government, meaning the leadership. What will convince the public to really accept that the responsibility is theirs, personal, and the right way to do things is for me to be the one that's responsible for the change that I want to make and not to turn to someone else? What would you say to this public? Only publicizing, disseminating the new education, the new state, explaining, publicizing the era that we're in, what changed, what's changing, what is nature evolutionally demanding of us. This is what we need. I'm not talking about a public that just goes out and shouts. And I also see that those that go out and shout, they're smart enough in order to understand these things. Today, the public is smart. It can understand this. You have to explain it. And at the end of the day, they'll accept it. And if not now, then after the country will be left powerless and all showcases will be broken and restaurants and everything will be emptied and all the storages and everything. And so it'll come. What is that smart public missing out on? What didn't they see? They don't want to go together with the country, that also with the government, that also with the leadership, that also doesn't understand what they have to do in order to how to arrange themselves in order to bring us to a soft landing, to a correct, balanced state that is balanced with the forces of nature, the forces, the laws of integral nature, that everyone will have what they need. My time's almost up. What is my personal responsibility as a citizen today? To listen to what I'm saying and to try and to pass it on to others. And the message is that we have to see what is a society, what is a balanced country and society that we can help each other, support each other, and learn how to live in an integral society. It's really a must. Yeah, and it's my responsibility. Yeah, because otherwise nature will teach us in harsh ways. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much for your time. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.